Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the second in our series on the moral principles so that you can know what is right and reach the happiness you long for. Let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Yesterday I shared with you the true story of the young Polish nurse who smuggled Jews to safety under Nazi occupation. But one day, a Nazi officer discovered what she was doing, and he made her a sickening offer. "Become my mistress, sleep with me," he said, "and I'll stay silent. Refuse, and I'll report everything." She was horrified, but she felt trapped. And to save the people she was protecting, she gave in. And she surrendered her body to a man she despised, hoping her sacrifice would buy their lives. At first glance, her choice looks courageous. But Christ and the Church teach something different. The first principle of morality is to do good and avoid evil. The second is this: we may never choose evil as a means to achieve a good. In other words, we may never do evil hoping that good may come of it. The young nurse's intention and the hoped for outcome was noble. Her desire was to save the innocent, and that's a good desire. But the action she chose, fornication, is always morally wrong, gravely wrong. And according to Christ and the Church, every moral act must pass three tests. First, what you choose to do must be good. Second, why you are doing it must be good. And third, the conditions surrounding an action, such as who is involved or how much or how often, and the consequences, those affect how serious it is and how responsible you are for it. That must also be good. So the object, the intentions, and the circumstances, all three have to be good for the action to be good. If even one of these is bad, then the act is not morally good. If we make a habit out of good actions, then we become good people. But if we make a habit out of evil actions, well, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. As we just said, a good act requires the goodness of three things. The object, that means what you choose to do. Your intention, which is why you are doing it. And the circumstances. In Catholic moral theology, the nature or essence of a human act is called the object of an act. So the object of an act is the what of an action. To put it really simply, the object of an act is what you're trying to do. So the first question we have to ask ourselves when we're trying to analyze whether an action is good or evil is, what exactly am I trying to do here? What is the essence of the act I'm thinking about carrying out? The moral object is what the person chooses to do. Have you decided to buy your secretary flowers? Have you chosen to donate to a political campaign? Have you decided to lie under oath? The first two actions are fine in themselves, but lying is always wrong. Now, other moral systems jump ahead to other questions like, what's my intention in all this? Or what are the good outcomes I hope will come from this action? Now, those are important questions, but actually, they're not the most fundamental question. The most fundamental question is about the nature of the object. What exactly am I trying to do here? What am I choosing to do? That's first. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Human beings are both body and soul, visible and invisible, material and spiritual. Because of that, our actions also have both an external part, what you can see, and an internal part, what's chosen by the will. So you can't judge the kind of action it is by appearances alone. What matters most is not just what happens physically, but what is being chosen. The moral object, the kind of act you are doing, is defined by not only what you do, but by what you choose. Not simply by what it looks like on the outside. This is why actions that look the same externally can be completely different morally. Adultery and marital intercourse are very different things. The physical act may look the same, but one is a faithful gift of self and the other is a violation of the marriage bond. Murder and self-defense can look the same on the outside. Both involve killing, but one is the intentional taking of innocent life, the other is protecting life against unjust aggression. Or taking the pill for a medical treatment looks the same as taking the pill for contraception. The same medication may be used, but one is chosen to treat a disorder, and the other is chosen to render fertility temporarily sterile, which is gravely immoral. These are different kinds of acts, not the same act with different intentions. So you can't reduce a human act to its physical appearance. The truth of an action lies in what is chosen, not just in what is seen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Some actions are intrinsically evil. That means they are wrong in themselves. There is no good intention and no circumstances that can make intrinsically evil actions good. Even if you have a good reason or a good hope for a good outcome, you may never choose these actions because it's always wrong to do evil. And you may never do evil as a means to try to achieve a good. No good intention and no difficult circumstances can justify an evil action. And some actions are always wrong, regardless of why you do them or the situation you're in. Examples of intrinsically evil actions include theft, slavery, exploitation, prostitution, torture, murder, lying. But then there are sexual sins, such as fornication and adultery, contraception, that is, deliberately sterilizing a given act of intercourse, whether it's by the pill or patch or any means, direct sterilization for contraceptive purposes through a vasectomy or tubal ligation, artificial insemination, and in vitro fertilization for reproductive purposes, homosexual sexual acts, direct abortion, euthanasia, rape, blasphemy and perjury, lying under oath, pornography, genocide, fraud, and all unjust business practices. These are intrinsically evil because they are wrong in themselves. And there's no intention and no circumstances that can make them right. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. So as we've seen, many factors go into evaluating an action. Our intention, the outcomes we hope for, the pressures and circumstances we face. But none of these can ever make an intrinsically evil act good. If something is wrong by its very nature, then nothing can make it good. No intention, no outcome, and no circumstances can justify choosing it. This means that in moments of real pressure, like the young Polish nurse faced, we must ask ourselves, what am I choosing to do? And if the answer is something evil by its nature, then we must not choose it, no matter the cost. This is where morality becomes real. When telling the truth may cost you, when doing what is right may bring suffering, when avoiding evil may seem to lead to loss. But we're never permitted to do evil in the effort that good may come of it. This is the foundation of the moral life. Do good always. Refuse evil always. And trust God to bring the best outcome. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what did this meditation cause you to reflect upon, Teresa?
I was thinking about, especially this meditation is one of the most important, or this series really, for the thing that everyone's so worried that they're not prepared for, which is these kind of moral debates, or all of these debates that come into our lives, because I think people have a tendency to, when debating something moral or some kind of philosophy, they go to these really crazy extremes. And they say, well, it's not just black and white, because look at how complex this situation is. But what this exact series, and especially this meditation, is talking about is really when people talk about something more morally gray, the idea of something morally gray, it's just that they're reacting to something that's probably, say, a bad action with a good, but they're like, the intention is good and the circumstance is good, but this is the real, really strong cemented moral guideline to show you that things aren't truly morally gray. It's just there's a line of black here, there's a line of white here. If you really squint, they seem as if they blur together, but they don't. There are things that are just objectively morally wrong. And it doesn't actually make it more complicated that there's also some good in there, because it's still wrong. It's like you have two sides of a scale. One has infinite mass, infinite weight, and you keep stacking stuff on the other side, but it doesn't change the fact that the other thing is wrong.
Yeah.
So it really does help in moral arguments to not get caught up in good intentions or other circumstances that might make something seem more complicated. They're all very simple.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, people often raise the most extreme cases to justify evil actions. They say, but what if it's the only way? Or wouldn't any decent person do whatever it takes? Like, consider abortion. Some say that in extreme cases, it's necessary to save the mother's life. Others propose it as a solution for rape. But abortion always involves directly killing an innocent human life. So there's no intentions or no circumstances that can justify it.
Mm-hmm.
Difficult cases don't change moral truth. They simply prove that at times there are only two options, sin or heroism. Actually, Saint Gianna Mola gives us the greatest example. She was about 2 months pregnant when doctors discovered tumor in her uterus. Now, doctors proposed options that included abortion, which that would have been safest for her. But she refused any procedure that would directly harm the child. Instead, she chose a myomectomy, a surgery to remove only the tumor while preserving the child, preserving the pregnancy. But before surgery, she said this to the doctors: "If you must decide between me and the child, do not hesitate. Choose the child. I insist on it. Save him."
That's the love we all aspire to have, but a lot of us aren't given the opportunity to actually sacrifice our lives for our loved ones. And what an incredible chance for true, true heroism. Often I think that's the thing we miss out on because we want to justify these extreme cases. But those cases are all opportunities for real shows of love.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to use it in the extreme, but it's true to say that, you know, we're all gonna die. A lot of us are just gonna die, though. She had a real chance to die for someone.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
Well, Jesus said, no greater love. There's no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends.
Yeah. That's a very beautiful story. And that's the right action, the right circumstance, the right intention, all of it. Yeah. Because it's not in a perfect world, it's not to say that it's good that she died, but it's good that she loved enough to save the life of her son.
Yeah. That's the beauty of the saints. They show us the right way to live.
Wow.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.